Book of 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, through the will of Elohim, and Timothy the brother, to the congregation of Yahweh being in Corinth, with all the saints being in all Achaia. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, the Father of compassions and Elohim of all comfort. The one comforting us on all our affliction, for us to be able to comfort those in every affliction, through the comfort by which we ourselves are comforted by Elohim. Because even as the sufferings of Messiah abound in us, so also our comfort abounds through Messiah. But if we are troubled, it is for your comfort and salvation, being worked out in the endurance of the same sufferings which we also suffer. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And our hope for you is certain, knowing that even as you are sharers of the sufferings, so also are partakers of the comfort. For brothers, we do want you to know as to our affliction having happened to us in Asia, that we were excessively oppressed beyond our strength, so as for us to even be despaired for our lives. And we decided to die, not trusting on ourselves, but on Yahweh, the one raising the dead, who rescued us from so great a peril of death, and does rescue, in whom we have hope that he will still deliver us. You also laboring together for us in prayer, that the gracious gift by many persons be the cause of thanksgiving through many for us. For our glorying is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we had our conduct in the world in simplicity and sincerity of Elohim, not in fleshly wisdom, and more abundantly toward you. For we do not write other things to you than what you read or even recognize, and I hope that you will recognize even to the end. Even as you also in part recognized us, that we are your glorying, even as also you are ours in the day of our Master Yahshua. And in this confidence, I purpose to come to you before now, that the gift of grace in you may be doubled. And to go through you into Macedonia, and again from Macedonia to come to you and to be set forward by you to Judea. When I therefore was considering this, did I consider it lightly? Or are the things I am considering according to worldliness? Because the answer should have been either yes, yes, or no, no. But Elohim is faithful, that our word to you did not become yes and no. For Yahshua Messiah, the Son of Elohim, the one proclaimed among you by us, through me and Silvanus and Timothy, did not become yes and no, but in him has always been yes. For as many promises as are of Elohim, in him they are yes, and in him are amen, for glory to Elohim through us. But he confirming us and anointing us with you in Messiah is Yahweh. Even he having sealed us, and having given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And I call Elohim as witness to my soul that to spare you I came no more to Corinth. Not that we rule over your faith, but we are fellow workers of your joy. For by faith you stand. Chapter 2. But I have decided this, within myself, not to come to you again in grief. For if I grieve you, who yet will be making me glad, if not the one being grieved by me? And I wrote this same thing to you, lest coming I might have grief from those of whom I ought to rejoice, trusting in you all that my joy is the joy of all of you. For out of much trouble and agony of heart I wrote to you, through many tears, not that you be grieved, but that you know the love which I have more abundantly toward you. But if anyone has grieved, he has not grieved me, but from in part, that I not overbear all of you. The rebuke of many persons is sufficient for such a man. So that on the contrary, you should rather forgive and comfort him, that he not be overcome by the excessive grief. So I beseech you to confirm your love to him. For to this end I also wrote that I might know the proof of you, if you are obedient in all things. But to whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also if I have forgiven anything, of whom I have forgiven it, it is for you, in Messiah's person. So that Satan does not take advantage of us, for we know his devices. And coming to Troas for the good news of Messiah, and a door having been opened to me by Master Yahweh, I could not rest in my spirit at my not finding my brother Titus, but saying farewell to them, I went out to Macedonia. But thanks be to Elohim, the one always leading us in triumph in Messiah, and the one revealing through us the odor of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a sweet smell to Elohim because of Messiah in those being saved, and in those being lost. To the one, an odor of death unto death, and to the other, an odor of life unto life. And who is worthy for these things? For we are not as the many, peddling the word of Elohim, but according to the truth, as men of Yahweh, we speak through Messiah, in the sight of Elohim. Chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or do we, as some, need commendatory letters to you, or commendatory ones from you? You are our letter, having been inscribed in our hearts, being known and being read by all men. It having been made plain that you are Messiah's letter, ministered by us, not having been inscribed by ink, but by the Spirit of the living Elohim, not in tablets of stone, but in fleshly tablets of the heart. And we have such confidence through Messiah toward Elohim. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to reason out anything as being out of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Elohim. Who also made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter of the Torah punishes with death, but the Spirit makes alive. Now if the ministration of death as contained in the letter of the Torah and engraved on stones, was so glorious, so as that the sons of Israel could not look into the face of Moses, because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was not lasting. How much more the ministry of the Spirit will be in glory? For if there be glory in the ministration of condemnation, much more the ministration of righteousness shall exceed in glory. Just as that which was not glorious has been made glorious, in comparison, this excels in glory. For if that which was not lasting was glorious, much more glorious will be the thing which remains. Then having such hope, we conduct ourselves bravely. And not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, for the sons of Israel not to look at the fullness of the glory of the thing not lasting. But their minds were blinded, for to this day, when the old contract is read, the same veil remains, and it is not known to them that the veil has been removed through Messiah. But even to this day, whenever the books of Moses are read, the veil lies upon their hearts. Nevertheless, whenever a man turns to Yahweh, the veil is taken away. Now Yahweh is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is freedom. But we all with our face having been unveiled, see as in a mirror, the glory of Yahweh, and we shall all be transformed into the same likeness, from one glory to another, just as the Spirit comes from Yahweh. Chapter 4. For this reason we are not weary of the ministry in which we have engaged, just as we are not weary of the mercies that have been upon us. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor corrupting the word of Elohim, but by the revelation of the truth commending ourselves to every conscience of men before Elohim. But, if our good news is being hidden, it has been hidden to those who are lost. To those whose eyes have been blinded by the God of this world, because they did not believe, lest the light of the glorious good news of the Messiah, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine on them. For we do not preach about ourselves, but Messiah Yahshua our Master, and as to ourselves, we are your slaves for the sake of Yahshua. Because it is Elohim who said, Out of darkness light shall shine, who shone in our hearts to give the brightness of the knowledge of the glory of Yahweh in the face of Yahshua Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim, and not from us. In every way being troubled, not being overwhelmed. Being harassed on all sides, but not conquered. Being persecuted, but not being forsaken. Being thrown down, but not having been destroyed. For we always bear in our bodies about the death of the Master Yahshua, that also the life of Yahshua may be made manifest in our body. For we who live are always being delivered up to death on account of Yahshua, that also the life of Yahshua may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So that death indeed is close to us, and life is near to you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, therefore I spoke, we also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that he who raised up the Master Yahshua will also raise us up through Yahshua, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes that the abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many, abound to the glory of Elohim. Because of this, we do not grow weary, but if indeed our outward man is being decayed, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For while the troubles of the present time are little and light, a great and limitless glory for ever and ever is prepared for us. We do not rejoice in the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things being seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are everlasting. Chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were destroyed, we still have a building made from Elohim, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. For also in this we groan, greatly desiring to be clothed with our dwelling place out of heaven. If indeed in being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For indeed, being in this earthly house, we groan, because of its weight. Yet we are unwilling to leave it, but rather wish to add to it, so that the death may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is Elohim, who also has given to us the down payment of his Spirit. Therefore we know and are convinced that so long as we dwell in the body, we are absent from home from our Master. For we walk by faith, not by sight. This is why we are fully confident, and think it good rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with our Master. Because of this, whether present or absent, we are striving to be pleasing to him. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, so that each one may receive the things done through the body, according to what he did, whether good or bad. Then, knowing the fear of the Master, we persuade men, and we have been known to Elohim, and I also trust that we have been understood by you. For we are not boasting about ourselves to you, but are giving you occasion to give glory on our behalf, before those boasting as hypocrites but are not sincere in heart. For if we are wrong, it is to Elohim, or if we are right, it is for you. For the love of Messiah constrains us, having judged this, that if one died for all, then all were dead. And he died for all, that the living ones may live no more to themselves, but to the one having died for them and having been raised. So as we now know no one according to flesh, but even if we have known Messiah according to flesh, yet now we no longer know him so. So that if anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creation, the old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. And all things are from Elohim, the one having reconciled us to himself through Yahshua Messiah, and having given to us the ministry of reconciliation. For Yahweh was in Messiah who has reconciled the world with his majesty, not charging their sins against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Then on behalf of Messiah, we are ambassadors, as Elohim is exhorting through us, we beseech on behalf of Messiah, be reconciled to Yahweh. For he who did not know sin, for your sakes made himself sin, that we might through him become the righteousness of Yahweh. Chapter 6. But working together, we call on you not to receive the grace of Elohim in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, and in a day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Give no occasion for offense to anyone, in anything, that the ministry may not be blamed. But in all things let us show ourselves as servants of Elohim, in much patience, in afflictions, in emergencies, in difficulties, in stripes, in imprisonments, in riots, in labors, in vigils, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love. By the word of truth, in the power of Elohim, through the weapons of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Through glory and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as deceivers, and yet true. As unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and yet, look, we live, as chastened, and yet not put to death. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have told you everything, and our heart is relieved. You are not restrained in us, but you are urged in your own affections. I speak as to my children, render me my reward which is with you, increase your love toward me. Do not unite in marriage with unbelievers. For what partnership does righteousness have with lawlessness? And what fellowship does light have with darkness? And what agreement does the Messiah have with Satan? Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? And what harmony has the sanctuary of Elohim with idols? For you are the sanctuary of the living Elohim, even as it is said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Because of this, come out from among them and be separated, says Yahweh, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh Almighty. Chapter 7. Then having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. Be patient, my brethren, we have wronged no one, we corrupted no one, we have defrauded no one. I do not say this to condemn you, for I have said before that you are in our hearts, for us to die and to live with you. I am familiar enough to speak boldly with you, and I am very proud of you. I have been filled with comfort, I overflow with joy in all our troubles. For indeed, we coming into Macedonia, in our flesh no one had rest, but being troubled in every way, with fightings on the outside and fears on the inside. Nevertheless, Elohim who comforts the meek comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted over you, relating to us your longing, your mourning, your zeal on my behalf, so as for me to rejoice more. For even if I made you feel sorry in the epistle, I do not regret, even though it caused sorrow, for I see that although the letter grieved you, it was only for an hour. Now I rejoice, not that you were grieved, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were grieved over the things of Elohim, so that you lack nothing from us. For sorrow over the things of Elohim works enduring repentance of the soul, that brings one to life. But the sorrow over the things of the world causes death. For behold, this same thing, that distressed you on account of Elohim, has resulted much more in painstaking effect, but also in apology, but also anger, but also fear, but also love, but also zeal, but also vengeance. In everything you proved yourselves to be clear in the matter. Then even if I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the one doing wrong, nor for the sake of the one being wronged, but for the sake of revealing your earnest care on our behalf, might be known before Elohim. For this reason we have been comforted over your comfort, and we rather rejoice more abundantly over the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. Because if I have boasted anything to him about you, I was not ashamed. But as we spoke all things in truth to you, so also our boasting as to Titus became truth. And his affections have increased toward you, remembering the obedience of all of you, as you received him with fear and trembling. Therefore, I rejoice, that I have confidence in you in all things. Chapter 8. But, brothers, we make known to you the grace of Elohim which has been given among the congregations of Macedonia. That in much testing of trouble, the overflowing of their joy and the depth of their poverty abounded to the riches of their generosity. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they willingly gave. With much entreating, begging us to receive of us the grace and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And not as we hoped, but they first gave themselves to our Master and to us through the will of Elohim. For us to call on Titus, that even as he began before, so also he might complete this grace to you also. But even as you abound in everything, in faith, and in word, and in knowledge, and in all earnestness, and in your love in us, that you also should abound in this grace. I do not speak according to command, but through the earnestness of others and testing the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah, that being rich, he became poor for your sake, so that you might become rich by the poverty of that one. And I give you my advice, that it may help you to go forward and accomplish what you, of your own accord, began to do last year. But now also finish the work which you wish to do, so that even as there was the eagerness in the willing, so also the finishing, giving out of what you have. For if the eagerness is present, it is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. This is not intended to relieve others, but add a burden to you. But by equality in the present time, your abundance for their need, but also that their abundance may be for your need, that there may be equality. Even as it has been written, he gathering much, he had nothing left over, and he gathering little had no less. But thanks be to Yahweh, who gave the same earnest care for you in the heart of Titus. For truly he accepted our appeal, but being even more desirous, he went out to you of his own accord. And we sent with him our brother whose praise is in the good news throughout all the congregations. And not only so, but also he having been chosen by the congregations as a traveling companion to us with this gift being ministered by us to the glory of our Master himself, and for our own encouragement. But we are careful in this, lest anyone should blame us in connection with this generous help being administered by us. For we are very careful to do the right thing not only before our Master, but also before men. And we sent with them our brother whom we often proved in many things to be earnest, and now much more earnest by the great assurance which I have toward you. If any asks about Titus, he is my partner and a fellow worker for you, or about our brothers, they are messengers of the congregations, to the glory of Messiah. Then show them a proof of your love and of our boastings on your behalf, even in the sight of the congregations. Chapter 9. For indeed concerning the ministry to the saints, it is beyond measure for me to write to you. For I know your eagerness, of which I boast to Macedonia on your behalf, that Achaia has made ready from last year, and your zeal has stirred up a great many people. But I sent the brothers that our boasting which is on your behalf should not be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you were ready. Lest if Macedonians come with me and find you not ready, that we should be ashamed, because of our pride in you we would not say anything that would put blame on you. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brothers, that they go forward to you and arrange beforehand your promised blessing, this to be ready, that you might have it ready as a blessing and not as if it was forced on you. But remember this, the one sowing sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one sowing generously will also reap generously. Each one as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And Elohim is able to make all grace to abound toward you, that in everything, always having all self-sufficiency, you may abound to every good work. Even as it has been written, he has distributed liberally, he has given to the poor, his righteousness abides forever. Now he that supplies seed to the sower and bread for eating, may he supply and multiply your seed and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In everything you being enriched to all sincerity, which works out thanksgiving to Yahweh through us. Because the ministry of this service is not only making up the things lacking of the saints, but also multiplying through many thanksgivings to Yahweh. Through the proof of this charitable service, they glorifying Yahweh by your freely expressed submission to the good news of Messiah, and through your generosity you have become partakers with them and with all men. And they offer prayer on your behalf with greater love, because of the overflowing grace of Elohim which is on you. But thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable free gift. Chapter 10. And I, Paul, call on you through the meekness and gentleness of Messiah. I, who indeed to look upon, am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you not to be troubled, when I arrive, by the things which I hope to carry out, for it is my purpose to scorn those men who regard us as if we lived after the flesh. For though we do live an earthly life, yet we do not serve worldly things. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but of the power of Elohim to the demolition of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every false thing lifting up itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Messiah. And we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient, whenever your obedience is fulfilled. Do you judge according to outward appearance? If anyone thinks of himself to belong to Messiah, let him think this again as to himself, that as he is of Messiah, so we also belong to Messiah. For even if I also somewhat more fully should boast about our authority which our Master has given me, I should not be ashamed, for he has given it to us for your building up and not for your destruction. But I am hesitant, lest I seem as if I were trying to frighten you by my letter. Because, there are men who say that his letters are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech foolish. Let such a one think this, that just as we express ourselves in our epistles when we are away, so are we also indeed when we are present. For we dare not rank or compare ourselves with some of those who are proud of themselves, for it is because they measure themselves by themselves, that they do not understand. But we will not boast beyond measure, but according to the measure of the rule which Yahweh has distributed to us, a measure to reach even to you. It is not because we are unable to climb where you are, nor are we trying to misrepresent ourselves, for we have climbed where we are through the good news of Messiah. Not boasting beyond measure in the labors of others, but having hope that the growing faith among you will be made larger according to our rule, to be overflowing. And we shall become strengthened so that we may preach the good news to the regions beyond you, not to boast in the things already done by others. But the one who boasts, let him glory in Yahweh. For it is not the one who praises himself who is approved, but the one whom Yahweh commends. Chapter 11. I wish that you would be patient with me for a while, so that I may speak somewhat foolishly, and I am sure you will be. For I am zealous over you with the zealousness of Elohim. for I have promised you to one husband, to present you a pure virgin to Messiah. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your thoughts should be corrupted from the purity which is in Messiah. For if, indeed, one comes to you proclaiming another Yahshua, whom we have not proclaimed, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another good news which you never accepted, you might have listened to him. For I think that I am not in the least inferior to the highest apostles in anything. But even if I am an unskilled speaker, yet I am not unskilled in knowledge. But in every way I have been clearly revealed to you in all things. Or did I commit sin, humbling myself that you might be exalted, because I preached the good news of Elohim to you without charge? I deprived other congregations, receiving wages in order to minister to you. And when I came to you and was in need, I was not a burden to anyone. The brothers coming from Macedonia completely made up for my lack. And in every way I kept myself without burden to you, and I will keep myself. The truth of Messiah is in me, that this boasting shall not be silenced in me in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you? Elohim knows I do love you. But what I do, I also will do, that I may cut off the occasion of those desiring an occasion, so that in that which they boast, they will not be equal with us. For such ones are false apostles, deceitful workers transforming themselves into apostles of Messiah. There is no marvel in this, for if Satan disguises himself into an angel of light, it is not a great thing then, if his ministers also pose themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Again I say, let not anyone think me to be foolish. But if not, even if as a fool, receive me that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to our master, but as in foolishness, in this boldness of boasting. Since many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For you with pleasure endure fools, being wise. For you endure the one who dominates you, and the one who lives at your expense, and the one who takes away from you, and the one who exalts himself over you, and if anyone beats you in the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we have been weak. I say it in foolishness, but in whatever other men are bold, I am also bold. Now if they are Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? I am also. Are they Abraham's seed? I am also. Are they ministers of Messiah? I speak as a fool. I being beyond them, in labors, more abundantly. In stripes, beyond measure. In prisons, much more. In danger of death, many times. 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1 from the Jews. 3 times I was beaten with rods, I was stoned once, I was shipwrecked 3 times, I have spent a night and a day in the sea in shipwreck. I have been in travels often, in dangers of rivers, in dangers of robbers, in dangers from my own race, in dangers from the Gentiles, in dangers in the city, in dangers in a wilderness, in dangers in the sea, in dangers among false brothers. In hardship and toil, in sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, through much fasting, in cold and nakedness. Besides the things outside conspiring against me day by day, I have also the care of all the congregations. Who is sick, and I do not feel the pain? Who is caused to stumble, and does not have my heartfelt sympathy? If it is right to boast, I will boast of the things of my suffering. The Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who is blessed forever and ever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus the general of the army under King Aretas placed the city under guard, desiring to seize me. And I was let down through a window, through the wall in a basket and escaped their hands. Chapter 12. Really, to boast is not profitable to me, for I will come to visions and revelations of our Master Yahshua. I know a man in Messiah 14 years before, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, Elohim knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, Elohim knows. That he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a one I will boast. But I will not boast on my behalf, except in my weaknesses. For if I desire to boast, I will not be foolish, for I speak the truth. But I spare, lest anyone reckons me to be beyond what he sees me or hears anything of me. And by the superabundance of the revelations, that I not be made arrogant, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, that he might buffet me, that I not be made haughty. Beyond this I entreated our Master 3 times, that it depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will rather gladly boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Messiah may rest upon me. Because of this, I am pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in dire needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for the sake of Messiah. For when I am physically weak, then I am spiritually strong. Behold, I am foolish to boast, but you have compelled me. For you ought to have testified concerning me, for in no way am I less than those apostles who are highly honored, even though I am nothing. Truly the miracles which the apostles have worked out, I have worked out among you in all patience, in miraculous signs, and in wonders, and by works of power. For what did you lack that the rest of the congregations have, except that I myself did not burden you? Forgive me this fault. Behold, I am ready to come to you a 3rd time. And I will not burden you, for I do not seek your things, but you. For the children ought not to lay up treasure for the parents, but the parents for the children. I will most gladly pay my expenses and even give myself for the sake of your souls, though the more I love you, the less you love me. But let it be so, I did not burden you, but being crafty, I took you with bait. Why? Did I extort anything from you by any of the men whom I sent to you? I begged Titus and sent the brother with him. Did Titus extort anything from you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think we are defending ourselves to you? We speak before Elohim in Messiah, but in all things for your building up, beloved. For I fear lest somehow, when I come to you, I not find you as I wish, and I be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest somehow there be strifes, envying, angers, rivalries, accusations, slandering, boastings, disturbances. That it not be, in my having come again my Elohim may humble me with you, and I shall mourn many of those having previously sinned and not having repented over the impurity and fornication and lustful acts which they have practiced. Chapter 13. I am coming to you this 3rd time. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses every matter shall be established. I said before, and I tell you in advance, just as I told you my previous 2 visits and now even as I am far away. I write to those having sinned before, and all the rest, that if I come again I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Messiah speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but is powerful in you. For even if Yahshua was crucified out of weakness, yet he lives by the power of Elohim. For even we are weak with him, so we are alive with him by the power of Elohim, who is within you. Examine yourselves, whether you are in the faith, test yourselves. Or do you not yourselves realize that Yahshua Messiah is in you? If this is not true, then you are rejected. And I hope you will know that we are not rejected. But I pray to Elohim that our testing will find nothing wrong with you, but that you may be found doing good things, even though we appear as though we were rejected. For we cannot have any power against the truth, but on behalf of the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak and you are powerful. But we pray for this also, your perfection. Because of this, I write these things while absent, that being present I may not deal harshly with you according to the authority which the Master gave me for your edification and not for your destruction. For the rest, brothers, rejoice. Perfect yourselves, encourage yourselves, mind the same thing. Be at peace, and the Elohim of love and of peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The peace of our Master Yahshua Messiah and the love of Elohim and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.